Hey everybody, Nick Espinoza, your chief security fanatic here, and in internet news, we need to talk about Google, specifically how they're killing the internet. And so if you're tech savvy or you're a privacy wonk, you probably have your favorite search engine that isn't Google. It's more private, DuckDuckGo, which repackages Bing and anonymizes it, StartPage, which repackages Google results and anonymizes that. But for the rest of the world, the vast majority of it, something like 95% or more, billions of people online are using Google. That is the search engine by far. It is a dominant player. Nobody ever is going to dispute that, at least today. Who knows what will happen in 10 years. But hear me out here, because there was some excellent reporting in Axios on Google and basically some of the things that have happened in the past week or so that really got me thinking about this, because Google's shift towards AI-generated search results, displacing the familiar list of links, essentially, that we all use, is actually starting to rewire the internet. I think this is going to accelerate the decline of the World Wide Web that's been around for 30 plus years. Now, in Google's perspective, here's why this matters, because this change threatens in some ways to cut into Google's revenue from search ads, but it also starves future artificial intelligences of the human data they need to properly train. One of the big issues that researchers have is that if AI essentially is consuming all of the internet and half of the content on the internet roughly these days is AI generated, new AIs are learning from AI content as opposed to the unique human content and therefore kind of poisoning the well. Imagine if I take a picture and then I show you the picture on my phone and you pull out your phone and take a picture of the picture on my phone, and somebody takes a picture of your picture that you took of my picture, of the actual picture, and on and on. That's what we're talking about here. Now, Google has steadily ramped up its AI-generated results since ChatGPT essentially exploded in 2022. And so they announced that they are now rolling out an AI overview to everybody in the United States. What this means is that basically the world's most popular search engine will now answer many or most queries with a paragraph or two written by Google's generative AI. Now, the system is relying on web-based information, but it doesn't essentially nourish the creators that essentially the information that it's gathering from and giving to its users, and that's a huge problem. I've written several articles, for example. I've never used an artificial intelligence to write an article for me. It's all my brain. There is no doubt that the artificial intelligence languages, large language models, have essentially learned off of what I've written, as everybody else, you know, and every other large language model has written or understood on every other writer as well. So this is a huge issue. This is a critical issue. Publishers and retailers are terrified that this is going to cut deeply into the referral traffic and therefore hurt their business. And this simply means that less people are going to be wholly informed if they're only getting a snippet or two of news, a paragraph from an AI, as opposed to reading the whole story or the whole article on the information they're trying to get. By making it even less inviting for humans to contribute to essentially the greater collective of knowledge on the web, and meaning publishing blogs, making videos, podcasts, radio shows like the one I've got, Google Summary Answers could basically leave its own and everybody else's artificial intelligence tools with less accurate, less timely, and less interesting information. In other words, as the other AIs are developing, they're going to see these outputs from Google, again, the largest search engine in the world, and then start vacuuming up that information, thus taking a picture of a picture of a picture of a picture. Now think about it this way. Today's existing web basically exists because millions of people have spent decades putting on knowledge everywhere. The articles I've written and everything on my little piece of the world, every writer on every website, everybody that's ever posted a YouTube video, a writing. Sarah Silverman is suing because she's published a book that was consumed by AI. Same with George R.R. Martin of Game of Thrones fans, etc., etc., etc. That process is the only reason why today's artificial intelligences are able to know anything about anything. And so this process of decline is going to take years, but make no mistake, it's happening now. We have AIs essentially learning off of generated content from past AIs, assuming it's human, poisoning the well, picture of a picture of a picture, and Google is supercharging that. This is a huge problem that we are going to see, but it also makes people less inclined to actually deliver content if they're not properly getting reimbursed, properly paid, or quite frankly, getting ripped off. And so this is a huge issue. We need to understand this, and I'll leave you with that thought. And please like, share, follow me here on Facebook and Twitter at NickAESP. And please feel free to subscribe to me at YouTube as well. And as always, stay safe, stay online, and please attempt to stay private. Thanks, everybody.